Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This is the week in which the 2013 edition of the Farmer's Almanac will hit the newsstands.
Farmer's Almanac should be available in almost any location where magazines are this week. It's an orange and green covered publication, but should be available in just about any place, any drugstore, tractor supply, any place that you can find a magazine, you should be able to find us.
Pete Geiger, editor of the Farmer's Almanac, and of course he knew what the first question would be.
What we think about the upcoming winter is that it is going to be what I would say wet and chilly for people in Kentucky. I don't see tremendous snowstorms. I don't see lots of snow. I do think that between December 20th and 23rd, my wish is for snow just before Christmas. Then in early January, the 4th to 7th is one storm. I think overall that there might be some light snow, some sleet, maybe rain, but I think it'll be chilly. I think it'll be wet, but you'll know it was winter.
We don't often ask about the summer forecast, but this time I asked if they'd predicted this summer's drought.
Well, I think to a significant degree we did. We didn't say it would be a drought. We didn't say it was going to wipe out everybody's crops and things like that. But we basically said that it was going to be hot and dry. In the middle part of the country, I think we said hot and humid, and we might have said average rainfall for you, but clearly what was in the middle part of the country came over a little bit more. But we certainly thought it was going to be an intensely hot summer. And that follows a pretty mild winter, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens when we start getting into winter again.
We'll be right back.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it. Farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
We're proud to be raising beef in Kentucky.
We produce pork, and we eat pork.
A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky.
We're very proud of producing food for consumers.
At the core, most any farm is a family. And I'm proud to work with my family every day.
Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with Farmer's Almanac editor Pete Geiger and a recurring almanac theme of helping households with easier, less expensive ways to do things.
For example, killing weeds. You pour hot boiling water on weeds and it kills them. Or you put 5 tablespoons of liquid soap into a quart of water, put it in a spray bottle and you spray it and that kills them. So you don't have to buy all of the other things. You just use a little bit of soap or you just use hot water.
And here's one I don't think you'll see in the latest edition of Good Housekeeping.
We talk about cleaning your toilet with Coca-Cola. You just take a can of Coke, put it into the toilet, let it sit for an hour, and all the acids and things that would normally chew up your stomach are cleaning your toilet, and you just scrub it, and there it goes.
And astronomy features are always an almanac highlight.
Watching the sky next May 23rd to the 29th, it's going to be a spectacular. 3 planets are going to come almost together, at least from a visibility point of view, and it's going to be pretty spectacular.
The Farmer's Almanac, now available at tractor supply outlets and newsstands everywhere. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.